Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time now for our weekly update of the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. Today, it's John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service based in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So, John, tell us what's happening in the swamp this week.
You know, we've talked over the past few months about how we need an enhanced economic strategy in South Carolina, that over the past several decades, we've done a really good job of recruiting branch manufacturers to the state. And to a large extent, the technical colleges, which create a skilled workforce, is the magnet that we use to attract branch manufacturers. We have tremendous international relationships, and we need to use the research universities now to begin to pull more R&D, more innovation, some of the corporate headquarters into the state. And there's a great illustration of where that's beginning to happen at the University of South Carolina. In 2011, they created the McNair Center for Aerospace Innovation and Research. Ronald McNair was a space shuttle astronaut who tragically died when the Challenger blew up, and he was from Lake City. And Darla Moore kicked off the McNair Center with a $5 million donation. But several other people in the state have also helped move it forward. Anita Zucker with Intertech down in Charleston, she's given $5 million. Dr. McNair was an African American, and Marva Smalls has donated $1 million to endow scholarships at the Center for Minority Students from the PD where he was from. So that's a very appropriate way to acknowledge Dr. McNair. But the recent announcement, which is exciting, is that now Boeing has decided to invest $5 million in the McNair Center as well and begin to do research in collaboration with the University of South Carolina. That's very cool, isn't it?
Well, it is very cool. And so, of course, it makes a lot of sense. It sounds like an investment that Boeing would reap rewards from down the road.
Absolutely. First and foremost, the McNair Center should be producing pipeline of students, not only undergraduate engineering students, but master's degree students, PhD students, and hopefully some of those students can find a job at Boeing or the aerospace cluster that's begun to form around Boeing. There's now a significant number of companies in the state, almost 400 companies with 17,000 workers. So hopefully we can begin to attract some of the best and brightest engineering students and keep them employed in South Carolina. That's part of that enhanced strategy.
John, what specific areas of research is the McNair Center working on?
Yes, the center director is Zafer Gerdahl. He's the Ronald E. McNair Chair. And I visited there a few weeks ago, and he said, John, this is like a giant 3D printing center. Many people are familiar with 3D printing, and generally it's very small items. But in this case, it's airplane parts, it's wings, it's parts of the fuselage. And so they actually have a small version of the production equipment that you would have on an airline assembly line and some of the component suppliers to begin to make these parts. And right now, planes are actually made by hand to a large extent. If you go to the Boeing plant in Charleston, you'll actually see that a good bit of it is hand work. And so they're trying to automate that more so they can become more productive. And that's a good part of what the McNair Center is contributing to. So this is very state of the art. Not only is it state of the art for the aerospace industry, but just in general, for them to be a leader in this type of advanced manufacturing that has direct benefit to the aerospace, but probably has benefit beyond that. So it's one of the best examples we have of how we can take the traditional branch manufacturing industrial recruitment strategy and now enhance that. So we're focusing on talent both at the university and students and industry that's among the best in the world so that we can begin to, you know, drive prosperity in South Carolina.
Well, John, it's mid-August. Students are heading back to school. How's that business calendar looking?
Well, students are heading back and people are trying to get organized. There's some startup activity at the University of South Carolina where they're getting students organized for the fall, and the aerospace conference is coming up to really begin to network in that industry, which has become so important to the state.
All right, John, great information as usual. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of Swamp Fox, an entrepreneur-centric business news service. And he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to his companies posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is etvradio.org. Just click on podcasts, where you can hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the South Carolina Business Review are their own and not necessarily those of South Carolina ETV Radio.